You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 15-year-old Racine County boy has been charged as an adult with first-degree intentional homicide. Reed Galinsky was in court yesterday for the first time after allegedly killing his mother, Suzanne, in their Franksville home Tuesday night. Prosecutors claim there was medication involved and that he was inspired by a Menendez Brothers documentary. Bail was set at $1 million. There are a few more details online at RacineCountyEye.com. Kenosha fire crews battled a blaze at an empty building on 13th Court late last night and into the morning. Online records indicate the place used to be a Kenosha beef plant. Racine fire crews were called to three different structure fires within a 24-hour period this week. Each had a different cause and no injuries were reported. The incidents included a kitchen fire on Mount Pleasant Street, careless smoking on Washington Avenue, and an electrical issue on Grand. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan are holding a rally at UW Parkside in Kenosha tonight. It's part of what Sanders calls a fighting oligarchy tour. The event starts at around 6. The State Patrol is conducting special enforcement efforts in Walworth County today. The operation with local law enforcement uses crash data to determine areas for enhanced enforcement efforts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A busy weekend in college basketball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Big game tomorrow for Marquette. The Golden Eagles host number 6-ranked St. John's at Fiserv Forum. It's senior day for Marquette. Tip-off time at Fiserv Forum, 11 a.m. In Madison, the Badgers will host Penn State at noon tomorrow at the Kohl Center. The Milwaukee Panthers season came to an end last night at the Clatchy Center after losing to Oakland, 72-64. Milwaukee just 3-for-12 at the foul line. In women's hockey, the number 1-ranked Badgers women's team are in Minnesota today to take on the Bulldogs in Duluth. It's the first round of the WCHA Final Faceoff Tournament. NFL Mason Crosby officially retiring today after 16 years as the team's kicker.
I was drafted by the Packers. I got to win a Super Bowl in Green Bay, in Titletown. Like, one of the coolest things that has ever happened in my life is to be able to wear that Super Bowl ring, and nobody can ever take that away from us.
That's the Packers' Mason Crosby with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Keanu Reeves says John Wick 5 might not happen. The actor spoke to Extra and said that John Wick 4 didn't leave much room for a John Wick 5, which is an understatement because John Wick died in Chapter 4. Reeves said the role is very physically and mentally demanding, but also said, never say never. Translation, I want a lot of money to do John Wick 5. Ione Skye, who starred opposite John Cusack in 1989's Say Anything, has a new memoir out called Say Everything. In the book, Skye says she and Cusack had sex, but not while filming the movie. Skye says it was years later that they reconnected and wanted to see if on-screen chemistry could be found off-screen, adding it was something she needed to get out of her system. Skye wanted to clarify that the hookup with Cusack happened after she divorced Beastie Boy Adam Horowitz. Skye also said in the book that it was when she was married to Horowitz that she discovered she likes women. That'll pump a guy full of confidence. Peaky Blinders fans who were looking for closure from the upcoming Peaky Blinders movie will not get it. Franchise creator Stephen Knight says Peaky Blinders will continue after the movie has been released, but was not specific as to whether it would be TV or film. In the upcoming movie, the Peaky Blinders gang does battle with Nazis. Netflix has not yet given a release date for the Peaky Blinders movie. Typically, when someone writes a movie, they are looking for creative and ideally financial gain. Rarely does citizenship come into play as a reward, but it did for Jesse Eisenberg, the writer of the movie A Real Pain. The Polish government granted Jesse citizenship for writing the film set in Poland, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Screenplay. Nice to have a place to weekend. The TV FBI is being canceled. The real-life FBI? Well, that remains to be seen. But for creator Dick Wolf's FBI franchise, the news is not good. FBI Most Wanted and FBI International have both been kiboshed by CBS. Both shows are spinoffs of Wolf's FBI and often won their time slots, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense, so my only guess is that Dylan McDermott's acting is so cringe Strange and FBI Most Wanted that they canceled both shows. Sticking with the world of espionage, despite what was supposed to be a highly anticipated second season, Netflix has announced it is canceling The Recruit after just two seasons. Variety reports the show drew just 5.9 million viewers in the first 4 days of the season two release. The news was confirmed when actor Colton Dunn, who plays operative Lester Kitchens, spilled the beans on social media, then also asked for work. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a little light snow off and on at times later this morning through about mid-afternoon. Our high today, 36. Tonight, clear 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. We're back to near 50 with sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.